Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I presented individual goals with two objects. So I had two food objects. They were flapjacks because I could make these identical. I put them down on the ground under buckets so they couldn't see me handling them. And then I removed the buckets and picked one up and handled it for 20 seconds. And I put it back and then I moved away and allowed the goal to approach and saw which flapjack the goal pecked at, if any.
And you were doing this with wild goals rather than in a sort of controlled environment?
Yes, it was on wild goals because obviously, well, two reasons. One, it's no one that I know keeps goals in captivity. It's probably quite difficult. And another thing is, if you want to understand the behaviour of wild animals, it's really useful to actually study wild animals themselves and their natural habitat. It does make it very difficult because obviously if you've got captive animals, you can basically force them to do what you want. And that's not the case with wild animals because they can fly away, which most of them did. But we did still have quite a few that remained when I presented the object. So that was quite good.
So you've got your flapjack, you handle it for 20 seconds, and then it's more likely that the gulls will interact with that flapjack that you've touched rather than the one that has just been revealed out of the bucket.
Yes, that's right.
And was it the case that the item that was handled had to be food in order for the gull to be interested, or is there just an association with a human touching any object?
Yes, I wanted to try and test this. So I repeated my experiments with the flapjacks with two non-food objects. I chose sponges because I thought these birds shouldn't have really seen sponges before. They wouldn't associate them with food. So I wanted to see whether I could handle any old object and that would attract their attention. And I found that they didn't go to the handled sponge above chance levels, really. I mean, more of them did go to the handled sponge and a lot of them did approach, which was quite interesting because they still seem to be quite curious about an object being placed in their environment, but handling didn't seem to have that same strong attractive effect as food did.
And did you have any insight as to why the gulls might prefer food that humans have handled?
The main thing is it's probably really attracting their attention. It's attracting their attention towards that particular food item because of the associations they've made previously. Maybe gulls are used to humans handling food items, and when they drop them, the packaging is open and the food's more accessible, whether it's crumbs or whether like big bits of food, but it's always very accessible to the gulls.
What is the next step in terms of learning a bit more about gull behaviour for you?
So my next experiment that I haven't conducted yet that I'd like to do is find out whether herring gulls can recognise individual humans. And this kind of research has been conducted on wild crows, for example, not on herring gulls. And I think they might be an ideal candidate to test for this because obviously humans respond to herring gulls in very diverse ways. So they're getting mixed messages and it might pay off if gulls are in areas where they come across humans very often, then it probably is beneficial to be able to recognise individuals.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.